Caroline Duchess, today is the 18th of July, 1969. Yesterday, I received your letter telling me of the loss of Edward, your brother. I was very, very sorry to hear about this. I don't have enough information as to what happened, and I'm sure it's not that important, except it was an awful sudden death. I don't ever remember Edward being sick, and I'm sure it must have been an awful shock to Grace and the children. From what you said, I assume you have gone to their home for a few days. I wish there was something I could do. You and Beatrice and Henry, I imagine, and I guess maybe Carl too, have gone down there. By the time you receive this tape, you will have returned. But please relay to Grace, the family, my deepest sympathies. Edward is a very young man, too, and such a brilliant career in front of him. But we just don't know why these things happen. It's hard to understand, and same thing here. So many young people die every day, and who's to question it? Who knows the answers? Not us, that's for sure. Anyway, take care of yourself, Duchess. I know that's a great loss to you. Edward's your only brother. I wonder what if Aunt Carolyn should know about it. I imagine it would be, maybe it'd be something she shouldn't know about. I don't know. It's funny I should think of Aunt Carolyn. I don't know why, but it just came to my mind. The letter was unusual because it also brought news of the birth of the child, Ronnie's son, Marie's son, almost at the same time. I mean, with only a few days in between the death of one, the birth of another, all in the same family. So it was kind of an emotional note. Of course, I'm very happy for Marie and Ron. And I'm sure Ronnie is most happy having a son named after him. This is something to offset the other tragedy that came so close. Anyway, regardless of what has taken place, we still don't know what the future's going to hold. Here, it's pretty much the same. I'm well, I'm doing fine. No complaints, my foot is good. If you were as well as I am, we'd all be in good shape. I have today off just to straighten up my own room. It's getting kind of messy. I hope in another 2 weeks we will be out of these quarters. I have been pushing very hard, Duchess, to get living quarters somewhat better than what we now have. It seems to be a positive fact that me and the other two gals, will be getting trailers. Two, I hope, depending upon how large they are. This has been something we have talked about here and kicked around for almost the 4 months I've been here. However, since the 9th Infantry Division, as everyone knows, is leaving Vietnam, we are supposed to be confiscating their trailers. Only the senior officers, as far as I know, were living in trailers in Dong Tam, and just as soon as they are out completely, we should be lucky enough to get two trailers. I only hope they are not stripped. I mean, they usually come equipped with air conditioning and full furnishings, but things seem to happen to property when people leave. They manage to strip things and sell them, and so I'll be most anxious to see what shape these trailers are in when they come, and I hope they come soon, because, as you know, this billet that we live in now is far from adequate. Anyway, that's my big news, and that actually isn't news. It's something you've heard me mention before. But right now, that's what I'm counting on most. I think within another couple of weeks, three maybe, less than that, I don't know, I may be losing Linda. I'm quite sure she will be transferred someplace else, which will leave me with the new girl, Mick McCaffrey, who is upstairs at the telephone. I'll be right back. That was another wrong number. It's only the fourth one we've had this morning. And it makes me mad because the one day off I have, occasionally, I like to sleep late. Of course, the phone rings a lot. But does this little tape recorder, it doesn't always work the way it should. And here I had finished this tape, or at least this side of it, and realized it had not been recording. It's only a tiny little tape, and perhaps, I mean, a recorder. And I don't know what's wrong with it, but bear with it. I think it's recording now. Hello. Okay. I don't know, Duchess. It's going on and off. Anyway, the personnel situation here, as I started to talk about before, will change. I know that Linda will get moved in a few weeks, and this will leave me with just Mick and myself. So I have to try and hurry up and train her the best I can, as quickly as I can. I don't know where I left off before I started fiddling with this tape recorder, but she's very enthused, very extremely boisterous, but friendly, you know, and she really is a pleasant change of pace. She breaks me up all the time. She has me laughing because she'll let out a whoop and a holler quicker than you can wink an eye. She's about, I think she's 27 years of age. She's had 3 years working experience in Alaska, working with the Catholic missionaries, teaching the Indian children. She also has a brown belt in judo, and she is presently teaching the lifeguard how to swim. We have a pool I told you about, only has about 3.5-4 feet water, that's all. And she goes over there at 10 o'clock at night, and she does 6 or 8 laps and then comes home. In fact, I may get a chance to go over there with her. We go at 10 because the pool is then closed and nobody is allowed in it, but they make an exception for the girls because it's very conspicuous and embarrassing to be swimming in the pool at any other time when it is filled with GIs, since we are the only 3 girls on compound now. In addition, Duchess, about several people have called me. Dee Dee was one who called me last night asking me if I had been approached by Miss McKinney, you know, Betty McKinney, about a promotion. The reason is that Betty is a GS-11 and has 2 area supervisors as assistants, Ann Campbell and Ricky Cole. Ricky went home last week, and Ann is going home next week, the end of next week. So this will leave 2 vacancies. Now, Ricky was a GS-10, and Ann was an NAF-10. Now, I would not consider an NAF position because I'm GS. You know, that's appropriate. And Anna was not appropriate. But, of course, she had been in special services enough years to get her career status. Once you get your career status, it doesn't make a big difference. You can switch. You don't lose anything. But anyway, I didn't realize that there are only two or three people in Vietnam who are qualified to take these positions. There is one other GS-9, a woman named Martha Russell, who is an older woman and has had a number of years service in the United States. She is the only other GS-9 in Vietnam besides myself. There are just two of us. There are, I think, one or two NAF-9 people who are going home shortly. So this is why Dee Dee was wondering if I would be offered this 10 position. I don't think I will be, Duchess, for two reasons. One, I think I would be considered too inexperienced since I am in the program less than 3 years to take an assistant area supervisor's job. You know, most people say you have to be in 5 or 6 years before you should be an 8 or a 9, much less anything over that. Two, I think that these positions have got to be opened up to at least the Pacific Command, and then probably all people eligible to come off the GS list. So this may be an offering to many, many people. I don't know. No one has said a word to me about it. And thirdly, I'm not sure I would enjoy area supervisor's position. This would be an assistant area supervisor. You get completely detached from your activities and the men in the club. Of course, you are responsible for maybe... see, Betty has 14 clubs under her now, and she has to supervise all of them, so to speak. Of course, I ask for a little help. I seldom call them for anything. I just run it the way I see it. But there are some girls that require a great deal of help, and it's impossible to give everybody sufficient help when you have so many clubs and you're all by yourself. So I don't know whether new people are coming in or if there's any consideration at all for people who are here to be promoted to these empty slots. Time will tell, and as I say, I'm not so sure I'd even want it. The one thing I might like about it, and yet I might dislike about it, would be...